Hey guys, it's Jordan the Cheap Geek. Good morning. I apologize for all the background noise. I'm in my car driving to Corpus because I don't have a radio. I replaced my battery a couple nights ago and didn't realize I didn't have the radio code for my my radio in my car. So, yeah, I don't have anything to do, so I figured I'd talk to you guys. I kind of wanted to talk about transcoding and video encoding. For the longest time, I've used Visual Hub to do all of that. And then occasionally I'd use QuickTime 7. If I had, you know, if I had an HD file or something like that, I would use QuickTime 7 because it, I think QuickTime does a little better results, but it takes a lot longer in practice. Now, Handbrake has always had the ability to rip DVDs and transcode them into whatever format you needed them to. But I guess about three or four versions ago, they added the ability to add any file in, not just a DVD. Now, this was great. A lot of people were really excited because, you know, Handbrake is the standard of transcoding DVDs. And it's got so many options and presets and sliders and tweakability is what I call it. Tweakability of your videos. And it's fantastic. But I never had really good results with it, with actual just stock video files, like AVIs or WMVs or whatever the case may be. It always would either crash if I had multiple things in the queue, or it would take endless amounts of time compared to Visual Hub, almost close to QuickTime's times. But so I use Visual Hub. Now, Visual Hub is not available anymore. It was a project from TechSpanion, and they I don't know if they went out of business or just stopped producing Visual Hub and iSquint. It's a good piece of software. It does a very good job. It's very simple. It's designed to just drag a file in, click a couple of radio buttons, and be on your way. And I've used it for a long time, and my wife's even used it because it's so easy. But Visual Hub isn't supported so well. It's because it's not supported anymore. It has a couple of Apple script errors in Snow Leopard. So that got me thinking, well, maybe I should try something else. Maybe I should try a different solution. So I went back to Handbrake, and I needed to update Handbrake for Snow Leopard, and they have a 64-bit version available. I don't know if it's a full release yet or if it's just a beta release, but I'm using that, and I'll try to get a link somewhere on my blog or something about it, about that file. But if you Google 64-bit Handbrake, you'll be able to find it. But anyway, so I started using that one, and I've been blown away. The speed has increased dramatically, and so has the stability. I've done two batches of files, six or seven files overnight, and both of them worked flawlessly. So, I'm really impressed. The quality's good. It's, you know, it's subjective, but I think the quality is as good as QuickTime, which is a little step above Visual Hub. So I'm pretty happy with it. I think it's a good piece of software, and I think it's finally going to be able to allow me to replace all my other transcoding. I can just use Handbrake for everything. The only thing that would be nice about Handbrake is to do quicker grouping of files. Like, I would like it, like in Visual Hub, I can drag 15 files in, set my one preset, and hit go, where it was the Handbrake I have to do one by one by one. Now, I can still add them to a queue, but I have to import one, or add the source of one, do my settings, add it to the queue. Another one, add it to the queue. Just a little laborious. There's a couple programs out there that are supposed to speed this up. Like, there's Handbrake Queue Manager. I wasn't really happy with the results. It didn't work right. So, overall, I'm really happy with Handbrake. I think it does a very good job. And I think you should, if anyone who's not using Handbrake or has moved to another program, I think you should consider Handbrake again because it does a damn good job at what it does. And it's free. So, anyway, just a little chat with you guys this morning. I'm about to go over the Harbor Bridge into Corpus to get my radio code and some oil for my car. But, yeah, I will catch you guys later. I'm going to do an office tour today, I promise. It's light outside. I got good lighting in the office so I can show you all the cool stuff I've done. So, I'm going to record that. So, look for that later today or probably being posted early. I'll post it tonight. So, anyway, you guys have a great day, and I'll catch you later. Bye.